Western School Superintendent Mike Smita back with us today. Mike, we talked to Jeff Beal yesterday and just talked to Senator Shirky about this funding for schools coming up, and it's got to be something on top of your list that you're looking at, certainly when we start next year.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning, Greg. We had a board meeting last night. We did our first virtual board meeting, which was real interesting. But we think it went well. Had about 27 people log in and watch. But one of the topics was what happens with school funding next year. And so, unfortunately, we were planning for some worst-case scenarios. What if we get a flat cut or a flat proration? That's the best scenario. And then we're figuring out what would a $250, a $500, and a $750 per pupil reduction do to us. So we've already began the process. A little nerve-wracking, but I think we've put our district in good shape over the last several years where we can weather a little bit of a hit for a year.
Okay. So how did your meeting go last night? Pretty good?
Went well. We had 6 out of our 7 board members in attendance. Unfortunately, one wasn't able to attend, but went well. We took action on just a few items. You know, right now with all the uncertainty going on, one of the resolutions they passed was to give the superintendent a little more latitude with regards to board policies and allowing whether or not to suspend certain requirements. You know, for example, looking at our seniors as we prepare for graduation, they're not finishing up this semester, therefore they're not earning the credits. Well, according to board policy, they can't graduate yet. So by passing the resolution last night, the boards basically said, we're going to empower the superintendent to make decisions that coincide with the governor's executive orders.
What are seniors doing to end their year, Mike?
Oh, that's a tough one. Some of my best memories were high school when I was a kid, and the sports, the events, graduation, prom, and my heart breaks. I have a nephew myself who he's missing out on those fun activities at the end of the senior year. But kudos to our high school principal, Jared Vickers. Jared is not giving up. He's determined that at some point this summer we are going to honor our seniors. We want to do something live if possible. We know there are a lot of other options out there. There are a lot of people or districts that are doing virtual graduations. They're doing a variety of different things. We're willing to delay it a month, 2 months, maybe even into August if we have to, but we do want to give those seniors and honor those seniors, celebrate their high school experience. Yesterday, I believe our high school staff delivered over 200 yard signs to our graduates. So I got an email this morning from a parent that they had gone for a walk, came home, and they were so excited to see that someone had put a yard sign in for their senior in their yard. So we're doing little things, but we want to do a celebration when it's appropriate this summer.
How difficult for you guys to work with the seniors, and then as they move on to their next step in life, I'm sure a lot of them going on to college, and those balls are all up in the air, aren't they?
Yeah, I think life has changed a lot for our seniors right now. We have a couple that are going to go into the military in June, and life might not be too different for them. But if I was planning on, or if we have kids that are planning on going to some universities, a lot of the higher ed institutions are going online this fall. So there's a little bit of shift there. You know, that excitement of moving away, living in the dorm the first year might not be there for a lot of these kids. They might have to enroll online and sit home for another semester or two before they get that experience to live on campus. So it's really an adjustment. For them, it's going to be relatively normal. This is all they're going to know. But for the rest of us that have had that opportunity, kind of disappointed for our kids that they're going to miss out on that.
Mike, talk about your teachers and your staff. I know they've stepped up for you big time.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Craig. I I feel like a proud papa. I really do. I am just absolutely amazed at how our principals, administrators, our teachers, our parapros have stepped up. We put together our continuity of learning plan several weeks ago, and I've said this to my staff, and I truly believe this. I would not want to go through this crisis with any other team than what we have at Western. We fortunately have been doing some work the last couple of years with Ryan Tripp, our director of programs, where we've developed and identified what we call the 4 to 6 essential standards for each quarter, for each grade level, and each subject. These are the absolutely must-have, non-negotiables. You need to know these items. So what we did is we put into place a plan where that is our learning plan for the fourth quarter or the last quarter of this year. We're going to keep things reasonable. One of the things that I'm real proud about is we're putting the basic needs of our kids first and our families. We know that this is emotionally stressful for our families. We know there's a lot of angst going on financially, jobs, health. And so we've really taken the approach and we've beat the phrase into our own heads, and that's we are believing that it's compassion over compliance. Every week, our teachers, one of their obligations is you need to connect with your students. Hey, Greg, how you doing? You okay? You need anything? Is there anything we can do for you? That's primary concern. After that, we're going to try to deliver some instruction and get them moving forward academically, but we want to check in our kids. You know, it'd be real easy for moms and dads to put their kids on YouTube and watch a video about rain cycle or watch a video about Revolutionary War. But that connection the kids have for the teachers, that's real important to our kids. And we've had teachers with Zoom meetings. I had one teacher, kindergarten teacher, tell me she had 18 out of 20 kids on a Zoom meeting. Kindergarten. I'm really excited of what our teachers have done. I'm convinced they're working harder, and they probably are working more hours right now. They're not dealing with classroom management, but they're juggling these online meetings, they're juggling phone calls, they're juggling their own meetings with their grade levels, with their principals. So across the county, I know we're doing that, but I'll tell you, at Western, I am just busting buttons on how proud I am of these folks.
Mike, what does the fall look like right now for you, or what are you projecting or hoping for?
I'm going to be an optimist, Greg. I'm really hoping that we're back to some normalcy and we're back to school. You know, I've heard a lot of speculation about, we're going to rotate days that kids come in, or we're going to only have half the kids in the morning and half the kids in the afternoon. You know, I understand what people are trying to accomplish, but kids are touching stuff all the time. They're interacting all the time. No matter how hard or how much you tell them to stay away from each other, they're going to congregate. They're going to huddle. So I'm hoping that things get back to normal. With that said, probably mid-May, we will start pulling the team together of teachers, administrators, board members, and some parents and start talking about some what-if scenarios. You know, what if we have to do a blended learning experience next fall? What if we start online next fall? So we will make plans, contingency plans, but we're really optimistic that we're going to have our kids back in our schools in the fall.
Do you see athletics coming back, Mike?
Boy, you're really putting me on the spot. I think athletics will be back at... I do think athletics will be back at some point. Considering that, people are wearing masks and we have sneeze guards at every checkout stand in every store, I don't know how you have contact sports during that time. So this is going to be real interesting. You look at football, that's a contact sport. Okay, cross country might be able to get away with, it's not a contact sport. But it's going to be interesting. There may be a reduced athletic season this fall. There may be a full athletic season this fall. But fall sports are one of my favorites, so I hope we have something. But I really don't know what's going to be impressed upon us.
Of course, you guys you're doing meals out there also in your district, right?
We are. We're real excited that we're able to offer this. You know, I've gone out and helped out a few times. We have two, Parma Elementary and Warner Elementary. We're distributing meals on Tuesdays and Fridays. So anybody who's 18 years or younger, parent can stop by and say, hey, I got four kids at home. We're going to load them up with a breakfast and a lunch for the next few days. So Thursday, we're going to cover you, or Tuesday, we're going to cover you Tuesday through Thursday. Friday, you show up, we're going to cover you from Friday to that following Monday. We are serving somewhere in the neighborhood of about 250 kids a day when we do our meal service. So we're going to continue to do that. We do have a sizable population in one of our trailer parks. And I just got an email yesterday from one of our employees said, hey, Mr. Smyder, is there any way we can deliver the meals to the trailer park? So we're going to look at that where we'll use our food service van or we'll get one of our bus drivers to come in and we'll bring food to the trailer park on those 2 days. And kids can come to the vehicle, pick up their food, and head home. But we're really happy we're able to do that and provide that service to our kids and our community.
Mike Smyder, the superintendent at Western, with us this morning at WKHM. Mike, appreciate the visit, as always, and we will be in touch.
Greg, thanks for having me. Appreciate you, and you stay safe and stay healthy.
Take care. Mike Smyder.